Harrah's auction in Maricopa. So why do I say that so excitedly? It's because it's a great place to stay. They have Harrah's comforts. They have Caesar's rewards. They have Foreigner in concert in just 9 days. Last night I'm here in my man cave working away, writing. I've got Foreigner just blasting. Looking forward to it. It's a great place to get away if you've not been to Harrah's auction in Maricopa. And with Caesar's rewards, it's an escape. You can get away in luxury, in style, take in great entertainment, great food. And again, with Harrah's and Caesar's rewards, that is a winning combination. It's where we're heading to. Why don't you do the same? It's at Harrah's auction in Maricopa.
Now, the Brad Sesmatt Show. Broadcasting live.
Off we go. Good Thursday. Thanks for being with us. Steve Lapis is going to be with us shortly. I think Steve is one of the great college basketball analysts. And I don't like to throw around great very often, but he does a terrific job. I want to talk with him about the Final Four matchups, breaking it down. What does he think about the job that Bobby Hurley is doing here in Phoenix at Arizona State? And much more with Steve Lapis. Opening comments are brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union. Desert Financial Credit Union, taking care of you, taking care of your business through the years. And as always, that is Desert Financial Credit Union. We appreciate their ongoing support. Really good people. Appreciate them and what they're all about. Connecticut got in this morning. If you've not heard, it's been the adventure, planes, trains, automobiles, trying to get UConn out here. They were supposed to get in yesterday. Didn't happen. Why do I bring this up off the top? It's Final Four related. I don't believe that it'll have any impact. The game isn't until Saturday. There's some press conference stuff that they're going to miss. They'll go through a workout tonight. Yes, it throws them off the routine, but it's not like they're flying in and they're not here the day before the game or even 48 hours before the game. So there's that front. We have lots of places to go the next few days on our social at Sports360 on X. You will see us out and about, already some content showing up. Eliav Gabay the other night was with Purdue and Zach Edey when they drooled into town. So it's all gearing up. We have to do a better job, all of us. If you're watching this and taking it in, you're a sports fan, but I would think that you've got a little bit of community about you if you've gotten to know us through the years. I'm about the business side. I am about what this means to community. The games itself, that's easy to talk about. That's low-hanging fruit. That's why I get people like Steve Lapis. I get A-list guests. But for me, it's more about heads on beds, rental cars, restaurants, reservations, because in our market, we are the busiest sports market in America that nobody talks about. We are. We have the WNBA All-Star Game coming up this summer. We've had two Super Bowls in the last 9 years. We have the NBA All-Star Game coming up in 2027. Last month alone, we had an LPGA event, we had a NASCAR race, and we had spring training at, 12 different parks. Yeah, we do tourism and we do it really well. We're not going to shy away from that. These are generators within our community. They are. And so we have to stay in front of the Las Vegases. Las Vegas has made inroads. And I get it. It's where the casinos are. It's where the glitz and glam is. But we have nice places here. We have casinos here too. We have tremendous golf courses. We're more spread out. I think we do a better job of hospitality. Try taking a Lyft when you fly into McCarran in Vegas to get downtown like that. You can't do it. Here you can. We have an easy way to get in and out with rental cars. All this stuff, it does have to do with the games. We want this to be part of our community. And so having Final Fours here, I don't take it for granted that in 2 years the women's Final Four will be here. It's great. It's great. Doesn't matter to me what it is, and I'm not going to bend over backwards and say, well, we have to do it at all costs. There's a reason why. Some of it is malfeasance, like on the part of Arizona State, where Desert Financial Arena has not been updated, even though they've said they're going to. The president doesn't care. it would be nice if that arena were modernized, because it would give another venue to which people would want to go and have Final Four events and activities. If you've noticed, that's not happening. If you look around at the hockey team's been asking for a new arena for years and years and years. Doesn't mean I'm not a fan. It's just, no, you have to have an owner who is really committed to this for the long term. I haven't seen it. So do I want to see NHL All-Star games here? Sure. Do I want to see another Super Bowl come back? Why not? Do I want to see college football playoff games? It means updating facilities too. At some point, you're going to hear, I don't know when it's going to be, and I might poke around on that when I'm out there this weekend. I'll be out there Saturday. I'll be actually out there tomorrow, Saturday, maybe Sunday, for sure Monday. Eventually, we're going to hear about how it's time to update, upgrade, refurbish, do this, do that to the stadium in Glendale. That's part of doing business. It's what we're hearing with the Diamondbacks. And I think the Diamondbacks have a very valid claim. It's just who wants to pay for it, who's going to pay for it. That's where you run into it. Diamondbacks did some nice updates here in the offseason. I think their sound system's a lot better. The scoreboard's great. Some people complain it's too loud. I can't help it. You're not going to make everybody happy. So I love having the big events here, but I also look at it from a business side and say, let's keep bringing them, because I kind of like this rather than being in a market where there's nothing going on. So all we do is talk about the NFL draft. The NFL draft's pretty easy. The Cardinals are sitting there at 4, take Marvin Harrison Jr. or trade out. That's it. Not that hard. I don't need to split atoms on that one. This morning, Terry McDonough sued Michael Bidwell, sued his lawyers, sued the crisis communication team for defamation and other claims. The arbitrator gave McDonough $3 million. This is over the burner phones. This came out last week. Terry McDonough's attorney said the NFL's rigged arbitration system and is not how we're going to go about business. So today, the Cardinals are back in the spotlight. And of course, we haven't heard from Commissioner Goodell. And we're not going to hear from Michael because of the legal proceedings. We're just not going to hear from Michael. That's how he is. I'm not going to sit here and pound away on him. It's a waste of my breath. The Suns host Cleveland last night. They pound away on them as they're supposed to do. It's the Suns have it all figured out. Well, no, they don't have it all figured out. Well, the Suns have it all figured out. Well, no, they don't have it figured out. It's been maddening this year. They play Oklahoma City and just get drilled, get blitzed by a younger team. Then they come home, they play Cleveland, they rip them to shreds. Oh, or they go to New Orleans and Devin scores 50. Oh, everything's figured out. No, it's not. It's not. You can beat Minnesota tomorrow night by 40, and it doesn't mean a darn thing to me. Anthony Edwards, Rudy Gobert, Mike Conley Jr., it's a really good team. But it's a game in early April. People are now looking at who are we going to match up against. We don't want to be in the play-in game. Don't want to have the one game. I get that. But these are people that are pretty smart, and they've looked around, and I wouldn't mind playing that team. If you don't think that that's going on, I hate to ruin it for you. Oh, you're taking away all the fun. Guys, I don't know. Do you know? You can hope as all you want. That's what fans do. Fans hope. That's great. I don't know if this team can put together 3 or 4 wins in a row. I don't know if they can win a series. Oh, well, they have everybody together now. This is finally the time. Really? How many times have we said that this year? But now we're getting to the point where it does matter. 2 weeks from now, I will finally get over the waste of time that is the regular season of NBA, which is way too long, and just get to the games that matter. What do you know? Joel Embiid hurt his knee in January. What do you know? He's back just in time for the playoffs. Shocker. Stunner. How about Joel? We know it's going to be a grind. We want you just to go sit out. We'll take care of your knee. You come back, I don't know, 8-10 games beforehand, get your wind ready, and voila. It's amazing how that happens. How many guys are, I'm just too well to attend. Was it last week? LeBron was, yeah, I'm not playing tonight. I got to save myself. And of course, the people had saved up their money and went to the game and he didn't play. They have to put up with that. Not banging on him. It's just at some point, it's going to give way where the 82-game schedule and asking guys to roll miles on their bodies in late October in a regular season game is just not going to cut it anymore. It's not. I think the interesting story today is just stuff on college. We do a lot of college here. you haven't noticed, if you're just finding us, we do a ton of college here. It's fine doing the pro stuff. We do a lot of high school. It's fine too. But we do a lot of college because college right now is where the most interesting side stories are. If I want to go gamble or play fantasy, I'll go do pro stuff all day long. College? Trying to figure it out? A new basketball tournament comes yesterday and says, yeah, we're going to be backed by Fox and the NIT get lost. Or, hey, we're going to have an 80-team conference, which we've been talking about, Wilner and I, over the last, I don't know how many years, that this is coming for football. Yeah. Or the NFL announcing that they're going to put games on opposite the same day as the college football playoff. What a shock. We're just going to be the big bully in the China shop. So the games are moving at light speed. The sports are moving at light speed. I love what's going on with the women's game. I am far more interested than what's going on with the women's tournament than I am the men. I am. It doesn't mean I don't want to see Klingon against Edie, because I think that's where it's going. We'll talk with Steve Lapis about that momentarily, but I think it's UConn and Purdue. I do. But tomorrow night, it's a Friday night, I'm going to be watching the Women's Final Four, and Sunday I'm going to be watching the championship game. I've already said I'm donating X amount of my time to entertainment to watch women's basketball. Some people don't want to watch it. It's fine. Some people like vanilla. Some people like Rocky Road. I'm not going to sit here and pound away on those that don't. That's what you can do on your phone. You can go on your phone all day and say, ooh, what you watch is women's sports. Yeah, it's pretty cool watching Caitlin Clark. Give me somebody else over on the men's side that even comes close to moving the needle, and I'm waiting for the answer. The Diamondbacks, their first homestand is done. They end up going, what was it? It was 4-3, and they go to Atlanta. They've got some injuries. Now Perdomo's a little bit nicked up. Some injuries here at the start of the season. Kicked the ball around a little bit in the Yankees series. In my opinion, they haven't looked as crisp and as sharp as they did last year. Long season, just a week into it, and it's good for them to get away. You know, the home opener's done. All that's out of the way. Now go on the road and take on a very good team that's going to win 100 games in Atlanta. And we have the Masters right around the corner. And that will be next week. I'm working on some guests on that front. And I'm very excited for that. I think what Rory was saying yesterday, if you missed this, Rory McIlroy was saying yesterday that the with what's going on with LIV and what's going on with the PGA, that fans are losing interest. And he's right. Look at some of these fields. TV ratings are down 20%. You'll watch a tournament on a Saturday afternoon in the PGA Tour, and who are these people? Who are they exactly? So are the two sides trying to work behind the scenes to bridge the gap and find a deal? Justin Thomas fires his eight, or doesn't fire. He parts ways with Bones McKay as his caddy. Is Justin Thomas, JT going to round into form next week? Tiger Woods is trying to work through it. He's in Augusta. He's played practice rounds. Can he hold up physically? Some good storylines, and we'll dive into that. But next, it's Steve Lapis with CBS. Steve's really good as the analyst fills in the blanks. He's working on, he'll be out here soon working on tomorrow's Reese's three-point game and future Stars game and all that. That's with Steve Lapis, and that's next. All right, another voice that you will see in the Valley that you've heard on here before and on other platforms. He does a terrific job. Steve Lapis with CBS, the coach, with us for a few minutes. He's going to be part of the Reese's College All-Star Game, which is Friday afternoon. I know fans are excited to see that. We'll break down the two games and all that. But I have to start. I have to start with your daughter's documentary on Giannis. I mean, how cool is that? What is that all about for all these basketball fans out here in Arizona that may not know, Steve?
Well, you know, she worked for a company called Words and Pieces. She was at ESPN for years,
yeah,
and won numerous Emmys for pieces that she's done over the years. And now she went to a new company called Words and Pictures with Connor Schell, who started ESPN Films. And this was her first project. And it was like a year and a half in the making, this getting this – Giannis's life from his perspective. A lot of people have done things on his life, but not from his voice and his perspective. So it was very well received. Though now she worked on it for a year and a half. They made like 5 trips to Greece, wow, many trips to Milwaukee. So it turned out very, very, very good.
Proud Papa. Where can they find it, Steve?
It's on Amazon. If you go to Amazon, you can watch it.
Everything's on Amazon. So
everything's on Amazon, right?
That's right. So you're coming into the Valley. Let's go first, just before we get to the games. Reese's All-Star Game Friday. Fans here geeked up for that. What is your role going to be there? What are you looking forward to?
You know, doing the play-by-play. A lot of, seniors are going to be in that game. It's funny because we don't get the rosters yet. We get the rosters like the day before because there's always a lot of fluctuation among the roster. But, it's always a fun day because – you get these seniors get their last chance to maybe, impress people. They don't have to be within the confines of their system or their coaches. So it's always a very nice thing.
The two games, all the buzz out here in my circles, obviously with Bobby, I just had him on earlier, Bobby Hurley, and with Danny coming in out here. But it's NC State and Purdue, and it's battle of big men. Just coaching hat put on, what are you looking most forward to seeing Purdue and NC State?
Well, one of the things I'm looking forward to is seeing how each team decides to guard the other big guy. I want to see, is Purdue going to just leave Zach Edey, who's much bigger than DJ Burns, on the low post by himself, or are they going to double him? Now, the one thing about NC State, they are a team that you can double because they really only have one consistent three-point shooter, and that's DJ Horn. Now, that doesn't mean that Diarra can't make some, or Marcel can't make some, O'Connell. But those guys are not really three-point shooters. So maybe Purdue's going to decide to double him a little bit to make sure that Zach Edey doesn't get in foul trouble. Now, I don't think he will because he's so much bigger. And then on the other hand, how is NC State going to guard Edey? Because they cannot have Burns get 2 fouls, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be in the first half. So that's going to be a big decision. But the difference is, Purdue, number 2 in the nation in three-point shooting percentage. So you got a lot of three-point shooters there. So if you're going to double, you risk leaving guys open that can all make them. So very different decisions to be made by these coaches, but very intriguing.
What would you do against Edey? What would you do? You're back on the bench.
That's a good question. I would definitely not double. I would double DJ Burns without a doubt, off of Marcel, and I test him. He's a 27% three-point shooter. I would use his man to be the guy who doubles him. I think Zach Edey can handle him by himself just by putting his arms up because he's so much bigger. But I think that would, take away from his ability maybe to see the court so well because he's such a good passer. So that's what I would do with him. As far as Edey goes, boy, that's a really tough one. They're so hard to game plan for. You got to be very physical with him, but you got to hope it's not a tight whistle. And that's what happened to Rick Barnes the other day. Rick Barnes was not hoping for the whistle that he got. He was, he complained about some of the fouls. And if it's a tight whistle, Zach Edey shoots 15 free throws because you can't guard him. So you got to be physical with him. You got to try and meet him halfway up the lane. You can't let him get to that spot down low. If he gets deep, deep, you got to get in front of him. Let him throw it up in the air. Maybe you get some help from the other side. But I think you have to change your looks with him. You got to go after him sometimes. Not if he puts it on the floor, you got to go after him, and you got to make him go. He's got to go to his right shoulder. He loves going to the left shoulder. Yep. You got to make him go to the other one.
Steve Lapis with us for a couple of minutes. CBS Sports. He's going to be in the Valley. He'll be the Reese's College All-Star Game analyst on that front. That is on Friday afternoon, and covering all the Final Four festivities with CBS. I had Bobby on earlier about how he would go about trying to take down his brother. He didn't really have a good answer. If you're looking at Connecticut, what do you see, Steve? How would you go about it?
Well, your big problem with Connecticut is, you can game plan for how a team plays offense, but you really can't game plan that much for how they defend you. They're going to defend you, and they're going to defend you hard. And that's why they're so good, is they're top 10. They're top 5 in offensive efficiency, and they're top 10 in defensive efficiency. There is no team left in this tournament that is that good on both things. Hmm. That's what makes them so hard. The thing you have to do with them is, and Alabama can do it, you need to get Klingon out of the lane. because he has wreaked havoc defensively. I saw somewhere where Illinois was 5 for 31 when he was in the game. I mean, so this guy just changes the entire game defensively. I mean, he's had multiple games of 5 blocks. He's, you know, besides the fact how many shots he's intimidated along the way. And the thing is about Alabama is they can put two big guys out there. They can make a three. Now, Pringle's their starting center, but they can play guys off the bench. Stevenson had 19 the other day. He can make threes. He's 6'10". You know, so they have guys that are big that they can step out on the perimeter. And I think that's a good way to go. Get Klingon out of that lane and make him have to guard a three-point shooter. And if they're making him, now, you know, that's really a problem. And that takes a lot away from Connecticut's defense.
And out here, it's all every fan I'm running into wants to see Edie against Klingon on Monday night. That's what they want to see, and that's the matchup they all want.
Yeah, I think everybody wants that. You know what I mean? I think those are definitely the two best teams that are left. Now, that doesn't always mean they're going to win. As we know, it's a one-and-done, one-shot deal. But, yeah, I think everybody wants to see UConn and Purdue go at it. The two big guys would be really a compelling matchup. So, yeah, I think that's kind of where everybody is. But we got a couple of teams in the way right now.
A last question. I'll get you out of here. And this is off the Final Four. It's on Bobby Hurley. Bobby's under siege out here some, Steve, and I've defended him about as much as I can. What do you see from Arizona State and what Bobby's trying to accomplish out here? I don't know how often you had them during the season. I think you might have had them once. I could be wrong on that. What do you see about what Bobby's doing?
Bobby's a terrific coach, and he's had some really good years out there. I think Arizona State is a hard job. It's a hard job. I mean, the basketball tradition is not unbelievable. You have Arizona down the road. Now, obviously, the league situation, that's a whole other ball of wax in terms of dealing with that. I think it's a hard job, and I think Bobby's done a really good job. He's had some great years. But, you know, nowadays in college basketball, it is really, especially if you're at a place that doesn't have unbelievable tradition, it's hard to keep this thing going because guys are coming and going now. NIL, transfers, portal. I mean, it's really, it's not an easy place, I think, to build a year-in, year-out winner. You can have years where you're good and win, and he's had them. But every year to be good, I think it's a hard place.
Appreciate your time. Safe travels. We'll see you out here. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Steve Lapis, CBS Sports. And we're back with more after this timeout.